Podcast 24, all about prayer. This podcast is all about prayer and praying. And because it's for a family service, its approach is fairly simple, but no less profound. So first of all, I'd like to start off by asking the question, what is prayer? And I guess in its simplest form, we can consider prayer as being talking to God. Now, I like a quote that I've read from Joyce Meyer, a very prominent Christian, who says this: when you pray, be sure that you listen also. You have things you want to say to God, but He also has things He wants to say to you. So prayer is not one-way traffic. Prayer is not just talking to God, but it's also listening to what God has to say to us. And one of the helpful ways of thinking about prayer is out of the old catechism. And the catechism was a way of teaching people different truths about God. And the acronym I'm going to introduce you to from the catechism is CATS, C-A-T-S, and that's what we're going to use to look at different kinds of prayer. So the C stands for a rather long word, contrition. And contrition means being sorry for something. So when we start praying to God, we should start off by saying that we're sorry for our sins. And in the Anglican service, we do this towards the start of every service. C is for contrition. So the next letter, A, is for adoration. Once we've said sorry for our sins, we can ask God for forgiveness and know that He's forgiven us. And that draws us into praising God, adoration. Adoration just means praising God. The next letter, T, is for thanksgiving. Once we've done some praising God, we can think about things that we can thank Him for. Every day in our lives, most of us will have things that we can thank God for. And finally, the S is for another long word, supplication. Supplication is asking for things. And so when we get to the end of our praying cycle, when we've been sorry for our sins, we've praised God for who He is, we've thanked God for the way He's blessed us, the final part of our prayers can be asking God for things. Because prayer should be more than just a shopping list. Going to God and saying, I'd like this, I'd like that, I'd like the other. Prayer should be more than that. And the acronym CATS helps us to make our prayers more than just shopping lists. Now, how does God answer prayer? My experience of this is that usually God has one of three answers. The first answer when you pray something, particularly if it's in the supplication category, might be yes, God grants you your request. The second answer, for a whole range of reasons, might be no, God doesn't grant what you're praying for. And there are a whole range of reasons for this. And the third answer that we sometimes find difficult is the answer wait. So God is planning to answer our prayer, but in His way and in His time. So that's a quick guide to prayer. Remember the acronym CATS: contrition, adoration, thanksgiving, and supplication. And finally, a kind of prayer that you might find helpful is what one writer calls popcorn prayer. And popcorn prayer is the prayer that just sort of pops up during the day. Just like when you put popcorn in a microwave and you press the button and after a while you can hear it going off in the microwave. So what's happening with popcorn prayer is that as you travel through your day with all the different things that happen, then as soon as something happens you want to ask God about, you just pop up a prayer like a piece of popcorn popping in the microwave. That's popcorn prayer, and it's a good way to keep in touch with God through the day. So I hope you've enjoyed this little tour through prayer and different kinds of prayer. And to say that at the end of all this, the important thing is to do it. Pray to God on every occasion. Keep in touch. Build your relationship with God. Don't just talk, but also listen. And as your day unfolds, don't forget popcorn prayer.